Are you hanging out in Arizona today? Where are you, buddy?
Yes, I am. I'm in Arizona.
Okay, well, you've joined Perry Salkowski and Randy Genda. Thank you very much for joining us on Point. Okay, first question is, so what does your day exist now in your new job as hockey operations? You're just watching TV, aren't you?
They don't give me that high of a ranking job right now. I'm just kind of learning. You know what? I'm getting an opportunity to just to talk to people and meet people, and I get to enjoy listening to what everyone else knows. That I thought I knew a lot about the game, and I realize I don't now.
So are you meeting a lot of GMs and other people in the game as a part of your new role in terms of setting up a lot of these meetings with the NHL?
Well, it'll be more I'm following the lead of a few other people, but yeah, and then meeting those guys then. Chris King and Colin Campbell and Mike Murphy, those guys are the guys that I kind of follow their lead and do what they tell me to do, and I get to help out and talk to people and listen and hope if I can help them in any way and make it easier for their day.
When did you decide? I mean, I think a lot of people thought you would still keep on playing, and I think you certainly have that ability to keep on playing now. When did you realize maybe this is the way to go and decide that I still want to be involved in the game right away and not maybe take a year off and just hang out and be a dad and a husband?
You know what? I talked with Coley, and he had explained kind of what was expected of me and the ability to kind of learn. I talked with my wife, and she knew that my personality is to that I'd want to try to look ahead and not be caught looking back, because if I was looking back, then maybe I'd be thinking you could kind of maybe come back and play again, and it was the right decision for me to step away, and so it all kind of fit together that way, I'm really excited about the opportunity and trying to learn something new.
Shane, I like to look ahead, too, and I'm looking ahead about 5 years from now. Could we see Shane Doan as a assistant GM or GM in the NHL?
Well, 5 years from now, I don't know where I'll be, but, I mean, that's obviously something that is interesting, and you look at what the guys that have had success in doing the way that they've done it, and I'd be interested, but at the same time, 5 years is a long time, and I'm more worried about what I'm going to do this year.
I'll dial it back from 5 years to 5 months. Did you think about the Olympics before you decided that you would hang them up?
You know what? Berkey and I had talked a few times about it, and it was really intriguing. I had a kind of a game plan of how I'd go about doing it if I was to do it, and it was something that we talked about as a family. And really, one of the things that came down was just I respect the Olympics so much. I think that they're the greatest symbol of sports, where they bring the whole world together, and that if you're going to play in them, you need to really be dialed in and really capable of doing your best. And I didn't know if I'd be able to do that, and I didn't know if I had the desire to move away and kind of go play somewhere else for a little bit in order to stay ready. And that was probably the bottom line.
And I guess you work for the NHL, so maybe this is an unfair question, but I agree with you with your respect for the Olympics and what a showcase it is. Is it just how disappointing that the NHL players aren't there?
Well, you understand the desire as a player to play in it, because it is what it is. It is the greatest sporting event, and it kind of unites all of the whole globe, and that's always to be part of something like that is always special. And you understand the league side is the NHL is a billion-dollar industry that does so much work all around the country and does so much work all around the continent that you kind of got to respect both sides. When you're a player, you understand that you want to play. And as an owner, you understand their decision as well.
You're working for the NHL now, but I bet you're still looking at the Coyotes and keeping an eye on what they're doing. What do you think is going on with that team right now? And having played there for so long, it's obviously something that's probably front of mind for you as well, right?
It is. It really is. And I feel for the guys, because I'm friends with all of them. They got a great group of young guys, really, really good young men that I'm excited about their future. You're disappointed in the way that it's went for them up to this point. You're hoping that they'd have a little bit more success than they've had so far. And then I hope that they can kind of get on track and kind of get healthy and get an opportunity to win some more games. And then we'll see where to go from there.
Shane, I think we first met when I was a sportscaster in Edmonton, and I had to emcee a banquet in a small Alberta town. It might have been by Halkirk. I have no idea. You probably wouldn't remember it.
I do. I actually specifically remember that. I mean, you were the man on ITV.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
I was excited to meet you. Sports. What was your guys' evening sports line?
It was sports night, and now this interview is going to go. It's going to go a half hour now that your memory is that good. What I remember? I remember ripping into you because I think I was questioning you about how many people in your graduating class were relatives. How big was your graduating class in Halkirk?
It was very small. I had two girls that I wasn't related to. So, yeah. Limited to your selection.
It was one of the great stories, but I'm glad you remember that. It was fun meeting you there. As you look back now, did you ever take some time when you retired to go, wow, look what I've done? And specifically, I was talking to some junior hockey players here in Vancouver, and they were from Arizona. And boy, when I mentioned your name, they just said, he cut such a trail for us as to what he did for hockey. You ever look back at that, or are you just a guy who lives in the moment?
No, I think now maybe a little bit more you look back at it. I've only been retired for a few months, but there's been some, there's times when it's hard when you retire, like it's difficult. I mean, anyone that changes their path that they've been on is difficult. And so you catch yourself looking back and remembering some moments and, looking back now and the fact that coming from Halkirk to Arizona it never ever added up in my head that that's where I'd end up playing my career. And to be able to be part of, the state and the way that it's grown, the hockey here, it's exciting. And I'm happy. Those guys that go and play in the Western League and I get to watch and cheer, and I usually get to skate with them during the summers, and I've kind of made sure I've tried to talk to all the guys that get to go. It's special. It's special to get to know them and encourage them and hope they do well.
You mentioned you helped to build the game in Arizona. Austin Matthews, of all people, says you were the key person in his hockey life that made him want to play hockey. What does that mean to you, being such an integral part of that community and hearing that from a superstar in the game now?
Well, I think that he has to say it now because I'm the one that he remembers. But probably Danny Briere probably had a little bit more to do with that. I always tease Austin about that because he loved Danny Briere. But it's incredible. I mean, he is, for me, the greatest part about Austin is his personality and his willingness to just handle any situation so humbly and so graciously. And he's such a special player. And he is truly the flagship for the hockey in the state here in Arizona. And he gives credibility to all the boys that play minor hockey here, all the boys that play in any of the tournaments when you're traveling and you're doing things. It gives us credibility to be able to say, well, Austin Matthews came from Arizona. And that's exciting, and that's something that as a dad of a minor hockey player in the state, I'm really excited about.
Yeah, I was going to say, do your kids play, Shane?
My son does. He's actually drafted by the Blazers, which was funny because wasn't sure he was ready to be drafted, and they drafted him. And he got to go to camp, and it was pretty cool to kind of go through that all over again. And I'm enjoying it, and it's a pretty special opportunity. He loves hockey. He can't get enough of it. And my other son doesn't. My one son, my older boy, does. My younger boy is just the coolest kid ever. He's pretty unique, and he does all these other cool things that I could never do.
Shane, it's a pleasure. I'm funny you remember that. I remember that night meeting you. You have turned a wonderful NHL pro, great father. I'm glad you're hanging out in the league still and giving your input because I know there's nothing but a bright future of you doing whatever you want in this game. We'll catch up again at some point.
That sounds great. I'm serious. I was the biggest fan of your show when I was allowed to stay up. So when I met you for the first time, it was like the thing I've bragged about the most for the longest time in my town was that I got to meet you guys, you and Dutchess. It was pretty cool. You guys kind of ruled the whole roost back then. So
now
thank you.
All our listeners think I'm 90 years old now.
Well, you were only 19 at the time.
That's it. Thanks, Doner. Appreciate it.
Okay. No problem.
All right. There is Shane Doan.